begin now on the handout where it says Ein Beis on the Beis. Okay, let's go down to Shliach Lehakdish. Okay, we'll do over here two. There are two things that are, we'll see how much we do here. Shliach Lehakdish. Can you appoint a person to be Makdish something to, let's say, to the Beis Hamikdash, Hekdish? In other words, normally when you want to sanctify something, you pick up the object and say, Harei Zeh Hekdish. I want this object to be Hekdish. Can you appoint an agent to sanctify something on your behalf? Now, when you sanctify something, what are you actually doing? It's just words. This is the sugya of Milei Leimimseron Leshaliach. Can you appoint an agent to do something that you do with words? In other words, can I appoint you to be my agent to make a bracha for me? You know, I want to eat this, so I don't want you to be Maitzimi. That's what I'm asking you. You make the bracha, and I'll eat. It's nonsense, right? You can't have a person be your agent to do something that only involves words. If it involves an action, that's Yotze. So then really, I'm being Yotze. If you... I'm not going to listen. You make the bracha. It's a chazal say, also lehonos, you're not allowed to derive pleasure from anything in this world until you make a bracha. Okay, so you know what? You make the bracha. You make the bracha. I'll go. I'm going out. I have a phone call to make. I have a phone call. So you do me a favor. I know you make nice brachas. You have a lot of kavanah. It takes you 5 minutes to make the bracha. So you make the bracha, and I'll come back in 10 minutes and I'll eat it. It's nonsense. When it comes to things that are done through words, you have to do it yourself. You cannot appoint an agent to do something that involves an amira, words. When it comes to doing action, then you could. For example, kiddushin. A man wants to marry a woman. So how does the man get married? He gives an isha tabas, gives her a ring. So you know, instead of me giving her the ring, I appoint you to be my agent. You give her the ring on my behalf. That you can do. Because that's not words, that is action. Okay, the action also has to be accompanied by words, but the main thing is the action. The words are just the gilui milsa, so what the action is for. But words alone is not enough. So here we have a discussion. Here the Gemara in this staff talks about the issue where a person says to an apitropis, to an agent, you are appointed to, I'm going out of town. I'm going on vacation. My wife is home. She has a tendency to make vows. She likes to make nidorim every day. She makes that. I'm not going to eat this for supper. I'm not going to do this. I'm not. So, you know, you're my agent to be mayfair, to annul all of her vows. You are my... Normally, I'm the one who annuls her vows. I want you to be my agent. So you're really giving over to your agent. You're giving over the power to do something be amira with words, not with action. Can you do such a thing? So here, he goes through the shash. Let's go to the Bepisrei Tshuva. Hey, v'shem hamarit. He brings that name of the Maharit the following. Shekasav she'ein adam yochol la'aso shliach li she'yakdish eze davar lehegdish. The dibor shel hegdish milei ninu v'loi mimsrei l'shliach. You cannot appoint a person. The person should sanctify something to the Beis HaMikdash. Because you cannot appoint a person to do something that only involves words. Sanctifying something to the Beis HaMikdash is called milei. Words, and milei words are not given over to an agent.
Can you give some? Let's see. Can I give you a matana on the condition?
Yeah.
Your makdish it to hekdish.
Give me a matana that I should be makdish it. So then I'm being makdish. Possibly yes. In that situation, you're the one. You're not being makdish it. Okay. I'm not sure. But let's leave it out. I don't know. Could be. Seemingly yes. Ach. Okay. Now here comes the discussion. The discussion begins. Ach, but tshuva is not to be huda.
And isn't there another problem also? I can't be makdish your stuff.
I'm giving you permission.
It still doesn't belong to the apitropis.
Okay, let's see what he says. He talks about all these things, some of these things. Let's see. Ach, b'tshuvas noda b'yehuda, b'tshuva m'ben ha-mechaber, from the tshuva of the son of the mechaber. I'm not sure which mechaber. Noda who the son? Could be it's noda who the son. Herech l'tmoy alech on the marit. Shema sh'amu b'mila l'yom shlishliach haynu sh'ein ha-shlich yochol asa shlich acher b'mekoyloi. All it means is that the shliach cannot appoint another agent in his place. It's not so. This that it says in the Gemara, that you cannot appoint an agent to do something that's only, that's not so. I can appoint you, you so-and-so, Reuven, I want you to go and be makdish on my behalf, my property. So that you can do. When we have in the Gemara this principle, Mile Lay Memson L'Shtirich, means one agent cannot give over that agency to someone else.
Subcontract.
When it comes to a Maisa, Kedushin, I want to marry this woman. You're the agent. Give her the ring. So the ring cannot, if he cannot do it, so he can appoint someone to take his place. So one agent can subcontract. But when it comes to do something which only involves words, so the words that you've been entrusted to do cannot be given over to someone else. So what's the problem? Why not? Now we go to the next page. Now here's where he gets into the daf. The Kosaf, he writes, V'lo yodati eich nela mehari matra'ani asher nihiri. I don't know the mechaber of the mehari matra'ani. I guess that's the mechaber of the maharit, right? The mehari tarani. That is the maharit. Mitarani. That's the maharit. Asher nihirim le kol shvili de shas. He's a baki muflug in all of the paths of shas, the sugi, the shas sugi in darim, the sugi in ozir. Now that's the daf over here. What is saying over here in daf ein beis and the sechma darim? The oimer lapitropis, a person is allowed to say to his agent, kol hanedarim shatidar ishti hafer la. I want you to annul the vow. The soiver rabbi yonas on the yochel lahafer. The agent is able to be mefer. The shlucha shel adam kimoisa viafram yosh the polig the hainu midimit koi ish. That's only because even the Rabbi Yoshi that disagrees, it's only because here it's a gezeres hakasev isha yifirenu with a mapike. The husband shall be mefer avul ilav kra havem motzi lahafer ayin sham begemara. Hari mefurish shabal yochel limsa devar melashluchay, that a person, a husband, can give over words to an agent. The ha ha chafara hu rak mile, annulling a vow is nothing more than words. Kimo hegdish. It's no different than sanctifying something. V'afilu hachi, the Gemara, it's clear that according to all opinions, this would work, if not for the gezeres hakasev of isha. Afilu hachi motzi l'shav yishliach l'hafer li'ishtai. So this is the difficulty. The difficulty over here is that we see clear from this Gemara, there's something called mile nimsron l'shliach. How then can the Marit write that you cannot appoint an agent to be makdish something? So the answer is, u'bishut shiva siyin. Kosav hashol yashiv divrei hamarit sheyesh lomar shemachlokes Rabbi Yonos and Rabbi Yosef b'dvar b'nedarim b'dvar nazir who ha'oil v'savrei kirad meir b'mesechtes getin the milei mimsuan l'shuliach. I'm saying a very big chiddush that this staff Gemara that says that discusses the possibility of a husband telling an apitropis, you are in charge of being made for all of the vows of my wife, that indeed only follows one opinion, the opinion of Mile Mimseron Lishaliach. You can give over words to an agent. Avul Divrei Maharit, the Maharit says that you cannot appoint an agent to sanctify something, follows the other opinion in the Gemara, Dehem Lididon Dekai Mulan Krab Yosi De Mile Loi Mimseron Lishaliach. He doesn't like this answer to say that the Ma'arid is going to feed one man the Amar and the Gemara is going according to another man the Amar. Because Savani Omer, that's shocking then, because it comes out then that according to the Ma'arid, the Machlokes and the Gemara is not lahalacha. It's not lahalacha because we pass in Mile, loy mimsuran l'shliach. And the Gemara seems to say Mili Limsel Lishliach. The Eich Parch Mesugidim Dar Menazim Plugs Rabbi Yochan Rabbi Yonos and Rabbi Yoshia Asher Heim Shulay Ali Dehilchasa. V'Heim Sal Dzvan Mesia. Kapasha Gemara Hay Boy Beshliach Linyan Sheila Bealim De Tolim Plugs Rabbi Yochan and Rabbi Yoshia. So we were going to say that it comes out in the main Machlekes Hasugis in how we paskin. So what does he say now? The cause of Hanoda, the cause of Ha, what's the nun yud? sham. I'm not sure what that means. Sham the yesh poskim the poskim kabi on the son. The orani omer besugi himself is given kamar miachar shemir v'chananya ish ono chok rabbi yosi. My raya rabbi loy my halacha rabbi yosi. Amalei shesoik b'ni umalei reis rabbi yosi new here. I'm not sure what he means here. I can leave it with that. But he leaves it hanging. He just comes out saying that it's a shocking answer to say such.
What he says at the end is yeah. Maybe we actually do paskin. That mili mem is on the shliach.
Yeah. That we do paskin mili mem. That's
okay. It is. I'll leave it there.
Okay. That we do paskin. So what about the marit then? How does it answer the marit? The marit says he cannot appoint a shliach to be machdish something. So how does that work out? The marit says you're not allowed to appoint an agent to be machdish something. But if we're passing, if we're calling to Paschal that Mili Mimsum Shaliach, then you should be allowed to do so. Okay, so he leaves that. Let's leave it hanging. But the point is, just at least take out from this sugya, this yisoid. There's a yisoid called appointing an agent. Can you give over an agent authority to do something that only involves words? From our Gemara, the daf ayin beis, it appears to be clear that you can do so. It's permitted to do so because a person can appoint an apitropis to be made for the vows of his wife. And even according to the opinion that says that it cannot be done, it's only in this unique situation where the pasuk says, Isha Yithirenu, the husband, but otherwise it would not be a problem. So this appears to be a strong indication that you can give over words to an agent. There's no difference between words and a maisa. Okay, let's go to the next sugya. This is an interesting sugya. This sugya we touch upon a new inyan ayin gimel on the aleph, the sugya of ein oisin mitzvois chavilois chavilois. You're not supposed to mitzvois in bundles. What's the most classic example of ein oisin mitzvois chavilois chavilois? A bris milah. You ever go to a double header bris milah?
Yeah.
So you dive in a busy place where there are multiple births. You go to Lakewood. Lakewood is a very growing population. I know where people live in Lakewood. He tells me every week, and there's development. There's always a shalom zachar, a young crowd. There are 80. He lives. My brother. He lives in a development. There are 80 houses. I think 80 units. All young couples come out every single week. There's at least one shalom zachar. So there's one shalom zachar. You're going to have on one day at least two brisim. You're going to have a shachris one morning in shul. So what is the classic case? Are you, when you do a double bris, do you do what?
Twillings.
Say what?
Twins.
Twins. Oh, twins. Very good. Twins. Okay, right. Twins. So do we? Do you line them both up? You line them both twins? And no. You now do that. So here's.
Never born at the same time. There's a difference in time.
So what? It's about the eighth day. It's the eighth day. But you do it together. Do you make one ceremony, one bracha? You make one bracha, and you do it in one shot. Name them both together. Vikare Shimon b'Yisrael. Ruvain is the older one, and Shimon is the younger one. You never saw that. You never saw a double header bris. It's not allowed. Because Ein Ois Mitzvah is Chavila is Chavila. So here is the sugya. Beshut Mar Sham. Nishal Im Yuchel Lot says Besudas Yamtav Lesudas Sim. Think everything you want to make. I'm sure you've all gone to a shalshus, or you go to a suda on Shabbos, and during the suda you're going to make a siyum mesechta. Who says you're allowed to do that? A siyum mesechta deserves its own special meal. Well, that's the discussion. It's the conclusion. You can do it. You can do it. Okay, talk about an Eretz. You talk about it in pre-war Europe. When did they make a wedding? Friday night. Why? Save money. How are you allowed to do that? You're combining the suda of a chasana with the suda of Shabbos. Shabbos deserves its own meal, and the suda of a chasana deserves its own meal. Combining the two together is a violation, seemingly, of einos and mitzvos chavilos chavilos. You're bundling together. You want to knock off two birds with one stone. So how are you allowed to do this? So here the shaila was a siyum mesechta. You make a siyum mesechta. Oh, we're going to make the siyum by shalosh seudos. Every shul does this. You always that's a great opportunity. We know we have shalosh seudos in shul in the winter time. So during shalosh seudos, we'll also make a siyum for the mesechta afyomi mesechta. Right? How common is that? Extremely common. But you know, maybe you don't want to do that. Because the third meal of Shabbos deserves its own separate meal in its own right. An asiyum deserves its own special meal. So what right do you have to combine the two together? So this is what he says. So Nishal, when you chalot says, Pesudas yamtav lesudas siyum, im yesh boi chashash, ein oisin mitzvois, chavilois, chavilois, bundles. The hesha, the marsham answer, shein chashash bezem imnesh, in mekayim beiz mitzvos, b'maise echot, lo yaminan b'chai gavna, ein oisin mitzvos, chavilos, chavilos, rak He says a shocking answer. The answer is when you do two different mitzvahs with two different ma'asim back to back, and you do it very quickly, like a double bris. If you do a double bris, you bring both babies together, and you make one bracha. You make one bracha, and you do two different ma'asim, baby A and baby B. Right, there are two different babies. I'm doing a ma'isa to baby A, and I'm doing a ma'isa to baby B, and I'm going to do it in one shot. We're going to bring them together, and we're going to do it in one shot. That is called ois mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. But if you have one suda, it's very shocking, it's counterintuitive. It's mamish put, you think that he says a swear, that's just the answer what you would think. But if you have one suda, I have one meal, and this one meal is in order to commemorate a siyum, is order to in the honor of a siyum. It's also Shabbos. That's not a violation of chavilas chavilas because you're only doing one thing. When you only do one thing, and this one thing is in honor of two different mitzvos, that's perfectly fine. Just think, like, isn't that the opposite of what you would think? Shemenes Chedesh. But that's the halacha. I mean, we even practice this. If you're doing two separate things, I'm doing baby A and baby B, then it's insulting to the mitzvah that I want to save time. I want to save time. I bring them together. He severed the man and the woman in one shot. when you want to do two babies in one shot, That is a zilzal to the two babies. You want to take a chas and kala to a double wedding in one shot. Under the chuppah, one chuppah, two sets of chas and kala. Just don't mix them up. Don't mix up the chas and the kala. who marries who? That is ois and mitzvahs, chavilois, chavilois, bundles. Bundles, two separate mitzvahs. But when you have one nice mitzvah, one suda, and this one suda is in honor of Shabbos, and it's in honor of a siyum mesechta. That's not, you're not, you're only doing one mitzvah, only one ma'isa, even though the one ma'isa commemorates two things, that's not called chavilos chavilos. In other words, chavilos chavilos looks like, I can't wait to get the mitzvah over with. You only have the tzura of you can't wait to get the mitzvah over with when you're doing two mitzvahs, seven mitzvahs, and you bundle them together. But he explains it more in more detail. Vine b'shut Torah l'shma, and the safest shut Torah l'shma nishal b'nidin chanukah sabayis, similar shayla. A person wants to make a chanukah sabayis. He has been blessed to purchase a new house. He finally paid off his mortgage, and he wants to go and make a big siyum. He wants to make a big suda to thank, give shevach l'odah to Kadosh Baruch Hu that he has a house, and he wants to do it on Shabbos. Suda, he wants to combine the Chanukah Sabayis with the Suda Shabbos. Same exact Shaila. Instead of making a single, make a Chanukah Sabayis. If Yochel lasses a Suda B'chol, well, in a way, yes, to give a Haidah to Hashem. It's not Mamish a Mitzvah, but it's the same Shaila. Im Yochel lasses a Suda B'chol, if you can make the Suda B'chol, Hashem atzoch lasses a B'Shabbos or Yom Tov Davka. So the question is, in Yochel Asayis, so this is how the question was asked. Okay, we're going to turn it around. Pum Fakarat. We're going to turn it around. Can you make it on Shabbos and Yom Tov, or you make it the weekday? So the Sefer Torah L'shma, he provides the following answer. The question, when you bake the suda, you have to give thanks. One person should darshan, the matim, should turn their ear. Of course, you can do during the week. Now here's where the point he makes. It's better to make a Chanukah Sabayis Dafka during the weekday and not do it on Shabbos. Because if you do it on Shabbos, it looks like Oysen Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos. B'chol Ne'im Yasem Shabbos Kidei Sheyei Nikor Sudas HaChinuch B'fnei Ratzah V'lo Yis'ar B'zubi Shul Shabbos V'chol Tamasu Duhu Shoyse Zeh L'chvoy Yisparach Sheyaz Keyu Shezichehu B'chesed Zeh Hashem Dere Chesed U'lefar Sem Tuva V'chesed Yisparach Hashem's Chesed Gam Hu It's also a simen tov. It's a good simen. It's a good thing if a person buys a house that he should give shevach loydot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there should be bracha in his new acquisition. It's a very interesting idea. I'm telling something just like Rosh Hashanah, the first Saturday of Rosh Hashanah, we do simoni milsa. We bring to the table all of these interesting things. The why it should that it should be a good year when you buy a new house, buy a new car, and you do something. It's a good thing that you should thank Hashem in the beginning of your acquisition, so that bracha of giving shevach v'hoidah should be chal, should rest upon your new shiny object, and that you should derive that the new thing that you have should be filled with bracha for its existence. Okay, so what does it include? V'ayin b'shiram ninezeh shehitzdik as a minig shlechanach v'ayis b'shabes. So he goes on, he's mafalpik. He doesn't give a clear answer, but he says it can be done on Shabbos. Now here we go further. So now he elaborates. The poiskim erichu benidon zgezeh, they elaborate upon this. Another example. Now let's to answer this question. Let's discuss the very common shaila of combining. I told you a case of a bris milah. Let's combine a bris milah. Another example of giving mishloach monos to an oni. It's Purim. And you want to go give mishloach monos to a person who's destitute. So giving him mishloach monos, you're also fulfilling matonos lo'ev yoinim.
One act.
Oh, so that's exactly the point. Here you're doing one ma'isa, and in that one ma'isa, you're hopping around two mitzvahs. That's not like the bris milah. The bris milah, doing two bris milahs and two separate ma'isas grouped together in one setting. So he says here it's mutter. Mishloach monos b'purim lo'oni. What is your intent when you give the mishloach monos to an ani? You want to be mekayim two mitzvahs. Lord says, "Bo gam mitzvahs matonos lo yoinim." The yei, so there the halacha is. This is discussed. The yei shecholku al yisoid hanal. Some disagree, and so according to what we have learned above, it's mutter. According to the principle that we've learned above, it's one ma'isa. When it's one ma'isa, there is no violation of chavila is chavilos, and it's mutter. However, not everyone agrees. Like anything in halacha, there's always going to be a different, another svara.
It's not supposed to be one action. It's supposed to be two actions.
Well, maybe it's supposed to be, well, l'chatchila, you're supposed to do it separately. There's no question about l'chatchila. But let's say in this particular instance, your friend, there's matonos. No, normally, you don't. Not all the time is your re'ehu matonos mishloach monos ish l're'ehu. Mishloach monos is meant to be given to your friends. Not so. Let's say you don't have people that you know. They're not in the category of evyonim. So then you can't, the only way you can be mekayim mishloach monos is not to be mekayim matanos lavyonim, because they're mutually exclusive. But let's say a person has a situation where his best friend, his re'eyu, also happens to be an evyon. So in this particular instance, can you do it both? So not in the Chazal, when they misak in these two mitzvahs, because many times they are mutually exclusive.
So shloach monos doesn't have to be edible food. Doesn't have to be money because
mishloach no, it does have to be. So let's say you give food. Matanos levyonim can be food. It can definitely be food. And it can be matanos levyonim can be food, but mishloach monos cannot be money. Matanos cannot. So therefore, what you do is you give food. You give food, two food items to a destitute person who happens to be your friend.
So you give three manos.
Not three manos. Yeah. Two. No, let's say you give two. You give two. So two also. When you're giving, doing one ma'isa. I'm giving two manos to my friend who happens to be destitute. So now, is this called oisin mitzvahs chavilois chavilois? Based upon the rule that we established above, it's not. Because when you do one ma'isa, when you do one act, and that one act includes two mitzvahs, that is perfectly fine. It's only when you do two acts in rapid succession, without giving each action its own wrapper, its own space, that's called chavilos chavilos. The classic example is twins. If you go and you bring the two twins together and you make one bracha, and you mal both of them in rapid succession, that's a violation. Because I'm doing two separate ma'isos of mitzvah. Oh, and I'm making one bracha. You're making one bracha to chaperai and two mitzvahs. That's oisa mitzvahs chavilas chavilas, because they're two ma'isos. But if I do one ma'isa, and that one ma'isa of giving two matonos to an evyon, that is not chavilas chavilas. Yeah.
Many aniyim in one place.
Well, you're not mechuyev to give more than one ani. Matanas
so you want to give this?
Okay, that's
like
no. So that's not necessarily a violation. That's a different. That's different. That's not Matanas Levyonim. You're allowed to go do it multiple times because you don't make a bracha. You can go give a lot of money in one shot. Okay. So this is what he says. So now he writes over here that not everyone agrees. L'inyan mitzvahs chavilas chavilas poskim ha'irich ha'irich b'nin zeh k'ein zeh. B'shach ma'ash ha'biru m'shlo'an ni v'kayim v'kivin l'lotzis b'ga'am mitzvah matan s'avyan v'gayish l'chol k'la yisrael ha'na. Some disagree. And they hold this is indeed a violation. You cannot combine together two mitzvahs in one ma'as. Now this is going to be chod. Now what would that result? That you're not allowed to make a siyum shalashus.
Yeah.
Because you're doing chavilas chavilas. The ayinon b'pischa b'shut pe'er aroin, herich ladurim b'hoitzoa shmei meisim, kech yesh chashazeh. What about a double funeral? Okay, rachman l'tzlan, this is by tragedies, this is done.
Yeah.
Right? We all saw the video of the seven children, the Sassoon family. Seven, rachman l'tzlan, very great tragedies. This is definitely the seven, which they had by also the massacres, the Harnof massacres. So there were three. Three of the Mason, three of them, Rabbi, or two of them, I don't remember exactly. So it was done, there was a group funeral. So is that a violation of chavilois chavilois? So what is the halacha? V'chein gabe hechsher mitzvah, oy b'achon de mitzvah. Okay, now he talks about preparing. I'm not sure what he's referring to. About chanel mitzvah, v'ayin b'shut beis shardim, shekosav she'enayis emis chavilois chavilois, hurak lechatchila. Avol b'diavdim omar kiddush. Now here he gives another example. Kiddush u'birchus hamaz al kois echad vada yotza. Okay, another shaila. Another shaila of chavilas chavilas. You to bench. Make kiddush Friday night. Make kiddush on a kois yayin, and you use the same kois yayin for birchus hamazon. So that means do you drink from it? Is it a kois parv? I guess you do drink. You have no choice. You fill it up. Maybe you fill it up, but it's the same kois. It's the same kois yayin using the same wine. So that's also why I'm using the same cup of wine for two different mitzvahs. Is that proper? Another example.
Yeah,
and they got Abdullah. So is that? But there you have no choice. So there, see, that's already because there by shalashudis you're not allowed to drink. There by shalashudis you're not allowed. You don't make the bar priagofen. You just bench on the kois and you don't make the bar priagofen. But here, so you're not allowed to drink. So then you say once since you're not allowed to drink, so therefore you use it for bidavka for Abdullah. But when it comes to kiddush, when you do drink from it and then you just preserve it for birchas hamoz, and that's already worse because you already made a bori priagofen once and now you're making a second bori priagofen. So we have another example. So oid kostav sheklal zeh eina shaychel v'mokam shetoli b'ritzoni shaladim shaloi lasas chavilas kagoyin shaloi loyo shaloi shaloi loy mar birchas hamozim v'kidosh al koi sechod v'lo yeh nas al koi zeh rak mitzvah achas oid shaloi lahashkoi srak. So that he says over here that you introduce another svara that eina is the mitzvah chavilas chavilas only when that was not the original kavana. My original kavana was only to use this for kiddush, and now I change my mind. I want to use this also for birchas hamazon. That's disgraceful. But when lechatchila you plan on using this kais for both kiddush and berachas hamazon, then he wants to say a svar. That's not disgraceful. A nice and mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. You're going to get this impression now from Rav Moshe. He writes the next paragraph is, it's a matter of attitude. That's really what you take away from this whole sugya. Einos and mitzvahs chavilas chavilas is not anywhere. It's not a gzeres hakosav. There's no halacha in shulchan. There's no pasuk in the Torah that talks about this. It is a takon of chazal, and the takon relates to a person's attitude, your frame of mind. So the way the mitzvah is done, and that gives you a lot of leeway. If the attitude is chavilas chavilas, I want to get it over with, it's a burden, then it's a problem. But if you do exactly the same thing and there's no display of disrespect, that's not a violation of chavila is chavil. So he wants to suggest that when it comes to making kiddush v'avdallah, I only have one cup of wine. So this is what my plan is. This is the plan. The plan is we're going to use this cup of wine for kiddush, and then we're going to use it for we'll use it for benching. So that's not disrespectful because this is my plan of action. But when you're planning originally to use two cups of wine, I'm going to use one cup of wine for kiddush. I'm going to use another cup of wine for benching, and then I get lazy. I finish my meal. Oh, look, the wine is still here on the table. So you know what? Let's now take the leftover wine that we use for kiddush, and let's now already use it for benching. That is a show of disrespect. Benching is not so important. We'll just use the leftover wine from kiddush and use it for my benching. That already shows an attitude of disrespect, which is forbidden. He talks about over different examples. You want to go give the drink to the. You get other examples of lining up multiple nirtzas and boring their ears. Okay. So he says, so that we said before, is that the difference between doing one mitzvah and doing two mitzvahs. When you're doing two mitzvahs that are exactly the same, when you do two mitzvahs that are exactly the same, that's more problematic. But when you combine two mitzvahs together into one mitzvah, like the case of Mishloach Manos and Matanas Lavyonim, where they're grouped together, that might be less problematic. Okay, one more paragraph. Uveshut Igris Moshe, Kosaf, Shemokam Shoitza Masa Echo, like we mentioned before, Shemuchiv Lasoisa Mitzad Shtei Mitzvah. If a man marries a woman on Chol HaMoed, shemuchuyev b'simcha bein mitzad hachag bein mitzad hanesuin, yemuchuyev simcha because of the chag and the suin, lo yishayich le'esra mitzad ein ois the mitzvahs chavilos. Since yemuchuyev to have a suda for both of these things, then there's no prohibition of combining the two together. So I guess that's the same thing when it comes to a siman shalashutz. Because by siman shalashutz, each one by itself has a chiv to make a suda. So when you make one suda, you combine two together, that's not problematic. Even shakula kula yochol lechoshev lechol mitzvah biyichud umekayim kol mitzvah bishlem musa v'ein kach shash tenir kimasa b'mash oisa shakim oid mitzvah b'masa shoisa d'rak tzorch lasa shtei maisim l'shtei rak tzorch lasa shnei maisim לשני מצוויס ואויסה באמצע איסקו, במצווה אחת, אוי מצווה אחרת, ניר שדובר לוב כמאסר. Same idea we said before, you do a double bris. You do a double bris, I have to do two different maisim, and you want to get it over with. So while I'm doing the first mais, I hop around the second mais. I bring two babies together, make one brach, and I do the second baby right away. That's what it looks like. שלכן אויסה שתי המאיסים יחד, מאשאין כן אויסה, כן אף, בניון איכול. You're busy. You want to go and you finish off. The same story we said before, Moshe says, that when you're doing two maisim, two mitzvahs in one maisa, like the siyum and the shalosh sudos, or the chanukah sabayis on Shabbos, mihirusli poter mi mitzvah, does not have the perception that you're trying to get away from the mitzvah. V'chein ein kantam sheyilibay poni lemitzvah achas v'lo yifne atzma yemenuk, it does not have the appearance that you can't wait to get it over with. Kevin de behechoch holibay poni lemaisesh oisel lahamitzvah. So you're doing it with patience, deliberation. Darei oisel rak mas achas, only doing one maisa. And you're not trying to go away from this ma'aseh to something else. You're doing everything together. So bottom line over here is, he says over here, yisoid, we take out of this the yisoid that when it comes, there's something called einos, the mitzvahs, chavilos, chavilos. The bottom line is, this yisoid repeats a few times. If you do two mitzvahs in one ma'aseh, it's 100% mutter, because it does not at all give the appearance that it's a burden to you. Because the adarab, I'm doing it. I'm doing one ma'aseh. The one ma'aseh that I'm doing, I'm doing it in a beautiful way. It just happens to be that the two different events are being covered by one ma'aseh. The only time there is a real problem, you know, it's a mischavilos, chavilos, when I'm doing two separate ma'aseh, and I'm not giving each one its full attention. I'm grouping them together. And the example he gave is, we gave is a double bris, two mice. And the other here, but let's say you want to go give two nashim to drink, a saita. There are two women who come in today to the Beis HaMikdash, and they need to be given to drink from the Mayim HaMa'orim. So you know what? We'll just make one potion, we'll take one sefer, we'll erase it, and we'll give a l'chaim to everyone. Pour a little bit to this saita, a little to this saita, a little to this saita, and everyone drinks together. So each one, there's a separate ma'isa, and you're grouping all of these women together. Or let's say a slaves come, it's now the end of their sixth year, and you have to go and bore a hole into their ear. You have to go and drill a hole into the ear. All of them, everyone line up, and you do all of them in one shot. You're doing multiple ma'aseh, but you're not giving each one their private attention. A mitzvah comes and it needs to be given to take the oil. So we'll use one jug of oil for multiple mitzvahim. Everyone line up your thumbs and we'll take one jug of oil and we'll go and apply it to all their thumbs. Can't do that. Because then you're doing multiple ma'aseh. Each individual is a world to himself and you're grouping them all together, one after the other, with one log of shemen, or you're doing one, and maybe you're doing whatever the situation is. By the bris milah, you're doing multiple ma'aseh. We're doing one ma'isa, one suda. It's shalosh sudas, and this one suda is going to commemorate a siyum and a chanukas habayis and the Shabbos. You can group them all together because you're giving it your full attention. Yeah.
Practical shayla on the outside bidei shemaya. A few weeks we have a house in there to show the Rosh Chodesh Elul, Shota Musakas. It happened to be the same day, 2 years ago, we had the Kiyach, and I have a minute who started
a Sudas Haida.
Sudas Haida. So I've been thinking about the Shaila. And today, I'd like to share with the Elul, see what...
L'chayr comes out and it's Mutter. L'chayr, that's what it says. That's exactly what he talks about. Chanukah Sabbath for Shabbos, a Sim Su Shabbos. Rav Moshe says, Klar, when you do one Maisa, L'chor, it says it's Mutter. It's what it says.
It's a deal.
Would you say that people used to be America Chol
HaMoed? Oh, you're not allowed to get America Chol HaMoed.
But did you say
it? Chol HaMoed? Friday night. Friday afternoon, they got married so they could combine the Suda Shabbos. Rav Moshe writes, a person who got married in Chol HaMoed.
Right.
So is it, how can you make one Suda on Chol HaMoed?
So you don't have to get married in Chol HaMoed.
No, but we're not allowed to. Ein ma'arvim simcha b'simcha. We have halacha.
But didn't you just say somebody did it?
Yeah, Moshe told the person who did it. But it doesn't mean that you should do it.
We did it.
What?
We did it.
At Chol HaMoed?
Yeah, years ago.
Yeah.
Mine fell to shul, East 22nd Street.
You're not really married.
Thank you.
Tell us what?
It's good news.
The Rav says, wait, we're having a hasna. Kalamite sukkah, hasna. The whole thing, it seems that they were about to go get a civil marriage of So the Rav establishes a pasuk.
Do it
before they get a civil marriage.
Okay, it could be. It could be maybe there's a halacha that only on Yom Tov itself you're not allowed to get married. Could be that's the answer. Could be the Maker Hadin on Cholmo, you are allowed to get married. That's what he's referring to. And I'm thinking about the Gemara that you're not allowed to get married on Yom Tov itself. There's a difference between Chol HaMoed and Yom Tov itself. Yom Tov is Ein Ma'arvim Simcha B'Simcha. But Chol HaMoed, the rules are relaxed. You're allowed to get married. But
the caterers don't know this.
What? Well, we don't. It's not practical, obviously. It's not a practical thing to get married on Chol HaMoed. What? By
the first price.
Say it again?
When you go to Shevra,
yes.
Shot in the chuppah.
Yeah.
Round silver plate, two beckers,
yeah.
A bottle of Kedem white wine.
Yeah. That's because Eris and Anasuin. Oh, you want to say that in that
Ein
Ois Mitzvah Chavila is Chavila. It's pogrom. It's pogrom. The kois already is pogrom. So you really could pour more wine into it. You really could. Yeah. So what? So what? Yeah, there's one cup is for Erisin and one cup is for Nisuin. The cup for Erisin is pogrom. It's supposed to be completely consumed. You know, we unfortunately it's supposed to be. No, that's the Masada Kedushin licks it. The Masada Kedushin licks it because he made a Bori Priya Goffin. But the Chosn Kala given to drink a Revius.
They don't take him on the good part. They don't do
nothing. They're supposed to. The Masada Kedushin is Toye Matima Me'at, so it shouldn't be a Bracha Levatala. But the Chosn Kala is supposed to bring a Shear. The Chosn.
The
Chatchila, yeah. Yes, that's what he's saying. He's telling us is exactly what is coming to pass, that when you have one Suda, and that one Suda commemorates a Simcha and Shabbos or Yom Tov, there's no violation of Ein Ois and Mis Chavil Chavilus. Okay, 100, okay. You never heard of going to a Suda Bar Mitzvah that's Chal on Shabbos. No, we're first going to have the Suda Bar Mitzvah. And then we're going to have the Suda Shabbos. Because Ein Ois and Mitzvah is Chavilus Chavilus. You can't combine. You can't combine the Zachiv to have a Suda not on the Bar Mitzvah and the Zachiv to have a Suda for Shabbos. You never heard of such a thing. So that's what Rav Moshe is saying, is because when you do one Maisa, and that one mice, that one suda commemorates two events, that is not a violation of Ois and Mitzvahs, Chavilas, Chavilas. A violation of Chavilas when you're doing two separate mice. I have two babies. Each one has to have a bris milah. I can't do one bris milah that works for both. Doesn't exist. Each one deserves its own bris milah. So we'll Chavilas, we'll do it in one shot. We'll bring them together. I'll make one bracha. And with that one bracha, we'll do two ma'asim. That is a violation. You're not giving each baby the attention that it deserves. Each one should get its own bracha. Each one should be separate and distinct from one another. But when I'm only having one suda, and on that one suda is going to commemorate a simcha plus the Shabbos, that is not a problem. So l'chor, the answer to your question, it would appear that it's no worse than a bar mitzvah. It's no worse than a suda soida. It's Mamash talks about a Chanukah sabayis. L'chor is the zel v'zach as Suda Saida. And if it's going to be combined muta with Suda Shabbos, so it's no different than any other Suda. That's l'chor what it appears to be. Okay, let us stop.